Triple H Media production.
He said she was his wife.
And she was. And she saved his life from the other zombies.
Gunner, is this true? Are you saying his wife recognized him after she had turned?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And how can you be so sure of this?
She called him by name. She could talk.
Oh, shit. Styles?
I didn't hear any words from that thing, sir. Not one word.
Well, I did. She was different from the rest of them.
I believe you. Both of you. Now, if you excuse me, I need to call the general.
Oh, man. Shit, it's about to go down, boy.
What do you mean? What's happening?
The general, sir. He'll crush your nuts now and ask questions later, if you know what I mean.
Actually, no. I don't.
It's cool. I'll catch you up.
And just what makes you think I want to hang out with you?
Sir, with everything within me, I am truly sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah. I get it. Your mission is to kill those things, and John got in the way.
He raised his gun on me, sir. It was either me or him.
No, I get it. I do. I just wish there could have been another way.
There wasn't, sir. And there's one more thing.
Oh, great. Did they kill my dog, too?
No! Wait. You had a dog? Oh, that was a joke. Good one, sir, but no. But you'll have plenty of time for more jokes.
Yeah. And why is that?
Let me introduce myself.
What are you talking about? I know who you are.
Staff Sergeant Styles, Electronic Specialist, reporting for duty, sir.
Well, shit.
The world has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
So, you and me together?
Yes, sir. Like an old married couple, 24/7.
I think I want a divorce.
Another good joke, sir.
I wasn't kidding.
So, you want to show me where home is?
I hate you.
After you, dear.
I didn't even get to eat my hot dog.
I'll get you another hot dog, sir.
But I like those hot dogs. They were special. Well, here we are. Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the what?
It's time to make the donuts. You don't know? Damn.
What is it with you and donuts?
Nothing. Now come on. Time to go into Santa's land and go shopping.
I'm sorry, sir. Santa what?
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm just busting your balls, sir. I know what Sandy Land is.
Santa, damn it, it's Santa.
I know, sir. I'm still just busting your balls.
Well, at least I know you're done.
And how is that, sir?
You busted my balls twice now. I only have two. Sounds like we're done to me.
Oh, great. Now I can't get the picture of Old Man Balls out of my freaking head.
Good. I hope you dream about it, too. Now, if you're done playing with other men's body parts, can we get inside the tent and actually go do something?
Sir, that is so wrong. Anything but this conversation is good with me right now. Let's get in the tent. Wow. I didn't realize how much stuff was in here.
Yeah. Those damn kids out there, they can't take care of anything, can they?
It's rough out there, sir. It's not your normal battle. I mean, it is rough. I'm honestly not sure how you've made it this long. Well, with all due respect.
It wasn't easy. At first, it was me and an old friend. We kicked a lot of ass when all this first went down.
Do I even need to guess what happened?
If you're thinking it was zombies, it wasn't. We were in a battle with a large group of men who stole our stuff. We were pinned down when he got hit. Then this idiot kid came ramboing through, firing like a madman. He took out most of them. He and I were a pretty good team ever since. Well, most of the time.
Sir? Most of the time?
Yeah. At first, he just wanted to be left alone.
I see where this is going. You tagged him, didn't you, sir?
Of course I did. He saved my life. By the looks of him, he needed my help, whether he knew it or not. And sure enough, he did. He got himself cornered in a store with a real bad nutcase.
Yeah, there are a few of them out there. Honestly, I sometimes think they're worse than the zombies.
If you ask me, they are. But we're minus one nutcase. I had to take him out to save John.
Oh, damn. He's the guy that I... Damn.
Now you see why I took it so personal. He saved my life, and I saved his. We had a very special thing.
I get it, sir. I really do. Back when I was on tour overseas, me and my squad, we were ambushed. Everyone was taken out except me and Barnes. But together, we took out our attackers. We never left each other's side from that day.
Until
all this shit went down, sir. Some of those monsters got into his house and took him out. So pardon me if I get a little joy out of killing every single one of those things I get my hands on.
Styles.
Sir.
I have an idea.
Yeah? What you got in mind?
Give me just a second. I saw something earlier that gave me an idea. Here they are.
Sabers, sir?
Yep. And with a little reinforcement, they can be 100% battle ready.
Battle ready, sir?
Alright, listen up. I'm only going to say this one last time. Stop calling me sir. I'm not active. Not anymore.
I'm just respecting your rank, sir.
Okay, we'll play it that way then. I order you to no longer call me sir.
I'm confused. I don't know what to say.
Huh. You'll get used to it. Now, let's fix these up and I'll show you what I have in mind.
Still confused, but let's do it.
There. That should just about do it.
So now what? You gonna let me know whatever that strange little brain of yours is thinking?
I'm just thinking that we go out and release a little stress, that's all. And maybe in the process, rid the world of a little problem, one body at a time.
Hell yeah, but why not just use the guns?
There ain't no need in wasting any rounds. Besides, this is much more of a rush. So what do you say? You in?
Hell yeah. Any chance to kill some of those?
The next big question is, how the hell do we get out of here?
Leave that to me. Come on.
There's the lookout. How do you plan on getting past them?
Don't worry, sir. Don't worry.
What? You just plan on walking right out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Styles?
What's up, Nacklin?
Heading out?
Yeah, just thought I'd go out for a mid-afternoon walk, you know?
Bullshit. You know I can't let you out.
Perhaps you didn't see who I was with. Do I need to introduce you?
Sir! Forgive me, sir! I didn't see you there, sir!
Play along. Go ahead. Have some fun.
Private, there's two things between me and my mission. You and that bus blocking my exit.
Sir! Yes, sir!
So you agree. Good. Now do something about it before I demote you.
Sir, I'm already a private, sir.
What are you, some kind of smartass? Keep it up and I'll have you digging out the shitholes.
Sir, sorry, sir.
Are you still talking, private? That's better. Now what are we gonna do about that bus?
Open the gate!
Thank you. Go ahead of me, Styles. I want to have a little talk with the private here.
Sure. I'll be right outside the gate.
So, sorry about that. Nacklin, was it?
Yes, sir.
I had to do that. You understand, right?
Yes, sir. Styles can be a real ball buster. I get it, sir. It's okay.
Thanks. I remember this. I'll put a good word in with the major for you.
Thank you, sir.
I better get out of here before Styles comes and busts my balls, too.
Yes, sir. Happy hunting, sir.
How did you know?
The saber, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Kill one for me, sir.
I'll do just that.
It's about time. I think I just grew my first gray hair waiting on you.
Shut up before I stab you with the swords.
So you're gonna let me in on what we're up to?
Sure. Here. This one's yours.
Cool. So what do we do with these?
When the time's right, I think you'll figure it out.
Hey. You see that up there?
What?
Smoke, and it's close. I don't know what you have planned, but camp safety comes first.
I agree. Let's go check it out.
Should we call it in?
With what? Did you bring a radio? I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Then there's your answer. Now come on. Where there's smoke?
There's a barbecue.
What is wrong with you?
Hungry, I guess.
Then we just might have to scout out some food while we're out.
Yeah, Good luck with that one. We picked this place clean. Trust me.
Looks like it's just over the hill. What in the hell happened here?
Keep your eyes open. I'm gonna go check out the black side-by-side back there. See if there's anything useful in it.
Yeah. Be careful.
Will do.
So, what happened here? Who attacked who and why?
I don't know who these guys were, but damn, look what they had.
What the hell?
Now, why do civilians need... No. How do civilians get hold of grenade launchers?
A lot of military equipment was left on the streets when this first attack happened. That's how John was able to save me. He used leftover military equipment. Were there any grenades in there?
None that I saw. By the looks of this thing, it's been used.
Leave it. It's just extra weight.
So what do you think happened here?
By the looks of it, that black side-by-side looks like it was chasing this truck.
Oh, man. What a damn waste. That was a nice truck.
So, they were being chased and roadblocked by those two cars there. But why were they being chased?
I have no idea, but whoever it was, damn. They took everyone out. Look. Oh, shit.
You have got to be kidding me. Who the hell would... I can't even say it.
Oh my god. Where's his... Did they shoot his dick off?
Well, that answers who they were chasing.
Who?
Only a woman would do that to a man.
I don't know what to say.
Well, for starters, you can stop looking at it now.
I can't. I honestly can't. My eyeballs, they're like... They're stuck on it.
You sick freak. Come on. Let's check out the turned over pickup. Styles, crawl in there and see if there's anything in there.
Why me?
Have you seen me?
Yeah, right. I'm on it. Yeah, I'm not seeing much. What the hell was that?
Quiet.
No. That's coming from the base camp.
They're under attack.
Shit. We gotta go.
I'll never make it. I'm too slow.
Hold on. Judge me. I saw the keys were in it when I was checking it out. Now get in.
Step on it. Who do you think it is?
My guess, zombies.
just about there. Be ready to fight.
How? We don't have any guns.
No, but we have our swords. Time for that idea I had. Just not when I intended.
Here we go.
Drive us in.
Sir, you okay?
I'm fine. What the hell happened?
I hit a fat one, sir. He was more solid than he looked.
Not too solid. Looks like he popped like a pimple.
Oh, now that's just nasty. Damn it! Where did you...
Get off me! Please! He said please. How rude.
You just cut his head off with the...
Sword. Yep, pretty kick-ass, isn't it?
Damn. I need to go get me some.
Go get him, tiger.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Damn, you're actually not halfway bad looking. You think that maybe you and I could stop and, I don't know, maybe have dinner sometime?
Please tell me you didn't just ask that zombie out on a date.
I did. I don't take rejection real well.
Damn.
Enough play. Let's go defend our camp.
Hell, I'm not telling you no.
Don't get me wrong, this is fun and all, but it's too damn slow. I'll be right back.
I'm gonna need your weapon, soldier. Rest in peace. Job well done. There's too many!
Sir! Move out of the way!
What?
Move!
Oh, crap! This kid.
That's all I have, sir.
Where the hell'd you get the grenades?
I found a few on the floor in the side by side.
Where?
Side by side. I found them on the floor. But we barely touched the horde, sir. There's hundreds of them. There's no way we can do this.
Like hell. Find a way to get them out of the camp.
Why?
Just find a way to get them out of the camp. I'll take care of the rest.
I trust you, sir. I'll find a way.
Good. See you soon.
Think, Robert, think.
Ah, of course.
Come on, follow me!
Yes! It's working! I've done my part, old timer. I hope you do yours.
Out of the way, kid!
Oh, shit!
Kid, problem solved.
Holy shit! That was freaking insane!
I know. A little trick I've picked up over the years.
Where the hell were you in order to learn something like that?
My living room. Too many war movies.
That's enough. Job well done, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. It was all...
the kid's idea. He's a hell of a soldier, sir.
Stiles, is this true?
No. It was a team effort.
Stop being so damn modest, kid. Sir, the kid's good. I would keep an eye on this one. He'll have your rank in no time.
Noted. Stiles, good job. It will not go unrewarded. Now, with all that out of the way, men, get these bodies together and burn them. Take them a few miles up the road. I don't want to smell the stench all night.
Sir, one request.
After what you just did, name it.
Can I collect any IDs that... might be on the body first.
Oh, that's right. You collect them. But, no.
No? I don't understand.
It would be much faster if the men did it for you while they collected the bodies.
You have your order, soldiers. Collect the IDs and bring them to the repair tent. Then haul the bodies a few miles down the road and burn them. Now move out.
As for you two, go get some food and drinks, and get yourselves cleaned up. You deserve the next 24 hours off. Now move out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why did you do that?
What?
You know perfectly well what. You gave me all the credit for this. I had nothing to do with it.
You're welcome.
I don't understand.
It's simple. I have nothing to gain. I'm old and I'm retired. You're young. You have your whole career in front of you. You can benefit from the rewards way better than I could.
Wow. I think a thank you's entitled here.
And you would be correct.
Thank you.
For what?
Sir, the showers are in the other direction.
I know. But I relax better when I'm fixing stuff.
I get it. I will meet you in the tent after I get cleaned up then.
That's up to you. You own R&R for 24 hours.
I can't let you have all the fun.
Okay. I'll see you then. Nice little radio. Pretty common. Now, why are you not getting any power? Let's open you up and see, shall we? Ah, that's why. That's an easy problem to fix. And now, let's see if you're alive. Ha! Still got it. One down and on to the next. Let's open you. Hello? Hello? Who is this?
Here, please, I beg you, answer.
No. It can't be. John? Is that you?
Okay, who's ready to... What? Oh, God. What's wrong?
John. He's alive.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week. If any of you survive long enough.